So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called The Gorge.
Oh, like the French word for throat.
Well, technically that's true, yeah, but this is about two characters.
And what's up with their throats?
Nothing. There's no throats.
They don't have throats?
They have throats.
Okay, so which one of the two is the throat?
Neither of them.
Well, how do they breathe without throats?
They do have throats, but they're not important.
Throats are super important.
Sir, gorge in English means a deep, narrow valley with steep sides.
Oh, like a canyon.
Yeah, like a canyon.
Okay, so which one of the two of them is the canyon?
Oh, my God, sir. Okay, look, this movie's about these two elite snipers that have throats, and they're each on opposite sides of this big gorge canyon thing.
Okay, and why are they there?
Well, they've both been hired for a super secretive job.
Sounds secretive.
You know it. It's so secretive that they get dropped off by parachute like 40 kilometers away from the gorge, and they gotta hike there.
Wait, why not drop them directly at the gorge?
It's for extra secrecy, sir. They're not even allowed to know where the gorge is.
Wouldn't dropping them far away and having them navigate themselves there give them a better idea of where the gorge is?
Hey, shut up. So the thing about these two snipers is that they're both attractive.
Oh, so they're gonna fall in love?
Exactly. But the other thing about them is that they're not allowed to communicate with each other.
Why wouldn't they be allowed to communicate? Do they not have to work together?
Oh, no, they totally do. They both gotta shoot anything that tries to come out of the gorge.
That seems like a task where it'd be super helpful to communicate with the person on the other side.
Well, they're not allowed to, so get all the way off my back about it.
Hey, listen, I apologize. Let me get off of that thing.
But one day it's Drasa's birthday, so she's like, you know what? I feel like communicating with this guy.
Okay.
So they start doing a Taylor Swift music video and communicating via giant notepads and boards and whatnot.
Why did the people that hired them give them huge pads of paper if they're not allowed to communicate?
Unclear, but then some tree zombies start climbing the gorge, so they gotta shoot them.
Tree zombies?
Zombies that are genetically merging with trees, so it's extra scary.
Trees can't move.
But zombies can, kinda.
That's a good point.
Anyway, so after killing these tree zombies, they start to bond, and they play drums together, and they play chess.
Why did the people that hired them give them two-player board games if they're not allowed to communicate?
Unclear. So over time, they start to get really close, because they've bonded so much over binocular chess and whatnot.
Wait, didn't this exact situation happen in Zack Snyder's Dawn of the Dead?
Well, yeah, those two snipers did communicate with binoculars and boards and play chess, but this is totally different.
How so?
Because instead of developing a friendship, they're gonna develop the urge to bang each other.
Ew.
So one day Drasa seems sad, so Levi's gotta go over there and do just that.
How's he gonna do that?
He freaking attaches a wire to a rocket launcher and ziplines over there.
Ziplining over to a hookup is tight.
Yeah, so they have some dinner and some lovemaking, and now they're in love, officially.
Because of the love they made.
Yeah, sir, that's why it's called making love. They made it. It's here now.
That makes sense.
Anyway, he tries to zipline back to work, but his wire breaks and he falls into the freaking gorge, so Drasa has to jump in after him.
Wait, so they die?
Well, no, they both dragged their parachutes from the initial drop, so that's fine.
Oh, that's why you had them drop in by parachute. I thought that was kind of random.
It wasn't random. It was for this exact moment.
Got it.
So now that they're in the gorge, they gotta deal with tree zombies and tree zombie horses.
Oh, horsies!
Horsies that like killing.
All horsies like killing. That's why they fought in so many wars.
What?
So what happens now?
Well, they need to travel through the gorge, and the thing is, this thing's all color-coded in different sections with colorful fogs.
Why?
Aesthetics.
Oh, lovely!
And they're gonna come across some big old frickin' mutant spiders.
Wow, you'd think the spiders would be much more of a danger to climb out of the gorge than those humanoid zombie things.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
So they're gonna find out that this whole place is being run by this company, Dark Lake, and they're doing weird experiments and whatnot.
A very evil-sounding company name. How'd they find that out?
Well, they find an old film reel from the 1940s that an old scientist made for expositional purposes, as well as a modern computer detailing all of the sketchy stuff.
That's really thoughtful of them, story-wise.
Yeah.
So is it gonna be tough to get out of the gorge?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they find this super old military vehicle, so they use that to drive through the gorge, and then they use a winch to go up the side of the gorge.
Wow. Well, thank God gas doesn't expire.
Oh, yeah. They'd be in big trouble if gas expired.
So then what do they do?
Well, then the big boss of Dark Lake is gonna be like, hey, Levi, you didn't go into the gorge, did ya? But the thing is, she totally knows that he did.
Then why is she asking?
Well, she's playing sly, you know, and she tells him to kill Drasa.
Oh.
But here's the thing. She plans on killing both of them anyway.
So why not just do that? Why give them a heads up that they know someone was in the gorge?
So that our heroes have time to plan something.
But why would the Dark Lake boss want that?
I don't know, but I want it.
Well, okay then.
Then our heroes have to run away from these Dark Lake drones that are trying to kill them.
If they had drones, why'd they even have humans doing this in the first place?
So the movie can happen.
Got it.
So then they manage to take down the drones and trigger the stray dog protocol.
What's that?
It's a protocol that drops a nuke into the gorge, so they gotta get out of the blast zone.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so then the CEO dies in that explosion.
Wait, she was at the gorge?
Yeah, she flew in by helicopter to oversee the manless drones trying to kill the heroes.
Why would she do that?
Because I want her to die at the end of the movie, and this seemed like an easy way to have that happen.
Oh, that makes sense.
So then Drassa becomes a waitress in France, and Levi tracks her down, and they kiss.
Oh, that's the dream, from saving the world to, casual dining customer service.
Yeah, so what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a movie. You have anyone in mind to play the characters?
I don't know, just whatever two actors have done action before and can play drums and chess. Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.